At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Walk off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
A new survey out shows that 45% of high school graduates now say two or four-year colleges are the likely most likely next step, whereas 38% say they are now considering trade or technical schools.
Yeah, it's so interesting. That's actually not a bad number, 38%. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things going on here. One, the price of college is so high.
Yep.
And kids are just saying, you know what? I don't want to have that debt. And they're also looking at the economic future and saying, you know, this is, I don't know if I could ever pay that back. And I don't know if I'll get a job if I spend $60,000, $40,000 a year for a four-year university.
And then what do you get when you get the job after that? Like, what is the, yeah, what is the paying, the going rate after you pay $40,000, $60,000 a year for college? Oh, man, that's steep. Very steep. 45% say that they have a 2 to 4 year college plan in their future. And 38% say trade or technical school. I think this is exciting information.
Yeah, I do too. This is a shift in sentiment because this is, I don't know, growing up, it was never considered, I don't want to say never an option, but it just wasn't presented to you as a viable option. It was like you had to seek it out yourself. Hopefully that is what's changed, is that this is being presented as, hey, look, this is a very good career path for you.
It's a very good one. Why? Because not as many people are doing it, mm-hmm. meaning the pay is going to go up. I talk to a lot, especially at the retirement advisory group things, that seminars that I go to, of people who are looking to retire, and they're in the trades. They are still doing trade work, and it's physical labor, and they're, you know, in their late 50s, maybe in their 60s, they're kind of tired of doing it, but the money that is getting thrown at them is so astronomical that they keep going, but they're ready to retire because there aren't new people coming in. If you were going to do a trade, what would you be good at, Ryan?
Hammering. I would be the hammer guy.
Hammering.
Root beer?
No, that's ridiculous. I would just carry around a hammer, and I'd just sort of keep walking around being like, you got any nails? No, okay, you good. Just asking, you know?
Hammering random nails?
Yeah, yeah. Because people leave nails out too much.
Is there money in that?
I don't know. I assume there is because it's a trade.
Is it?
I think. This is my understanding of the trades.
Carpentry.
It's not super deep, but I feel like I got a pretty good grasp of it.
If you had to build a table, could you do it?
How many legs does a table usually have?
Depends on the table.
Because if it's two,
could have
then
three.
Yes.
Your limit is two legs?
After that, I don't know what to do.
I don't, yeah, beyond
you just
two.
Do the same thing again.
Just build two tables with two legs and then connect them.
I see, the problem
could you build,
is,
could you build a table if you needed to?
Hear me out.
It's really what it's about,
the
Ryan.
The problem is that once you get pat, you have two legs on a table, it's going to sit no matter what. You put a third one down, it's got to be the same length. Because the two, it's just going to sit. Three legs, four legs, they all got to be the same length.
I would not hire you as a carpenter.
Well, that's why I'm not a carpenter.
the two, if you put two legs on a table, it's not necessarily going to sit.
If you balance it right, maybe you lean it against a wall.
No. No.
But you get what I'm saying.
No. I'm very tempted to take calls right now. In fact, if anyone has any advice for Ryan, I will open the phones, but oh, someone's calling already. I haven't even given the numbers.
Dang.
314-241-9797. You could just call and comment on Ryan.
Somebody call in and explain to Annie what I'm saying, because I feel like it's so obvious. If you make a table with two legs, that no matter what, they're going to sit on the ground. Now, the table may be uneven, but it's going to sit on the ground. You add a third leg, and that one's got to be the same length.
No, it doesn't. It's whatever your silly proposition is here, it's reinforced with the third leg.
I don't know. You know what? Now that I'm considering it, it's once you get to four, because the three would probably still sit, but it's that fourth one.
No,
I think so. No. I think that we've reached our apex here.
I think people have reached the conclusion as to why you're in radio.
Well, that's fairly obvious.
I don't know if it has been.
I'm sharing what I've learned. That's all. What else could I do?
You're so bullcrap. I can't even dignify this fake conversation with a response. There are folks out there who feel sorry for you right now. Don't say that. You watch your language.
They're calling in, aren't they?
What would your trade be, Brad?
I think it would be auto collision or auto repair.
Crashing cars?
What's that?
Auto collision, crashing cars?
Auto collision repair, fixing cars that have been broken.
I could do the wreck part.
Yeah, Ryan would keep me in business.
I think that would be a more successful endeavor than hitting random nails.
That's how he's wrecking
them. And advocating for two-legged tables.
You just walk around a construction site and you just ask.
Danny,
you need anything?
Danny needs to talk. Let the man talk. Danny, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. You there, Danny? Go ahead.
Hello?
Yep. You teach at a trade school?
Yeah. Would actually, it's Kenny.
Oh, Kenny, I'm sorry. Kenny, would you take on Ryan Wiggins as a student?
I don't know. It sounds kind of sketchy. Did he say collision repair?
That was what Brad's ended up saying afterwards. Ryan wants to build two-legged tables because the third leg would have to be the same length as the others.
He'd have to work. He'd have to put a gyroscope under it so it would balance.
Yeah.
But besides that.
I mean, duh.
How do you feel? How is Trey? Shut up, Ryan. Don't disrespect Kenny.
You act like I've never heard of a gyroscope.
Kenny, how is our kids enrolling? Or I guess they're probably young adults. Are they enrolling in trade schools with a little more frequency these days?
Yes. I teach school, and it's a high school program, juniors and seniors. And we have like 25 different programs, and they range anywhere from nursing to vet tech to welding to collision repair, which is what I teach.
Okay.
What really ranges.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and we've got a lot of full programs. There's more and more people signing up every year because it's a very good choice.
It's a lucrative career to get into these days, as I understand it, too, because people haven't been doing it, and so employees would be well sought after.
Yes, yes. And students, usually when they get out of high school, it's like, okay, now what do I do now? And with us, they have
Oh, crap, I think we lost him. Well, Kenny, thank you for calling. And he said, what, how did he refer to you? Do you need a lot of help?
He was just trying to explain a gyroscope. We all use a gyroscope.
Matt, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. Your thoughts on the trade school shift among young folks looking for a career?
Matt, you talking to me?
Yeah, Matt. I'm talking to you.
Hi.
Hey, man.
Wow. Okay. I got to talk to you. Hey, listen. Both my boys went to Job Corps. They didn't want to go to school.
Yeah.
As far as college, because they didn't want the debt. So they went to Job Corps. And both learned a trade. One's an operator, one's a tree trimmer. He runs a crew on a union outfit, and they're both making, I think, roughly 30-plus bucks an hour.
Oh, my gosh. That's like almost radio money.
Great money.
That's
fantastic.
You know
what I mean? So,
yeah.
You know, Job Corps is awesome. It's like you know, they take them, they feed them, they water them, they give them a place to live, they teach them a trade, and it's all government funded and everything. It's great.
Matt,
great.
Thank you for listening to the show. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, yeah. Let's do you every day. You're awesome. All you guys.
Thank you. Even Ryan?
Yep. Ryan's cool, man.
Oh. Yeah. Matt, hey, you're cool, too.
Thanks, Dad.
Right on.
Thanks, Matt.
Y'all have a good day.
You, too. I will now.
That's fantastic. They feed you and they water you? What else do you need?
Like a pet. A like pet a that plant. Provides for itself. No, I love that energy.
I do too.
Matt should call every day.
I don't even know some of the programs that he was talking about, but I'm sold.
Someone goes, isn't radio a trade? Yeah.
It's not really.
I mean, you could kind of go to trade school for radio.
You can, but I didn't.
Well.
Nope.
Glenn, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show.
Yes, I was going to comment on the table with the two legs, three legs, or
yes.
four legs.
Please.
If you had a table with two legs, it would have to be perfectly balanced or it would fall over again, like you said, without leaning on something.
Hmm.
A table with three legs will stand because it has a balancing point on the third leg.
Hmm.
And a table with four legs, they would all have to need to be the same length.
See.
Or it to sit on all four.
Say, see, like that's what you yeah, said?
No kidding.
Ryan, he's talking to you.
Glenn, but that's the position that I eventually got to. As somebody who's not in the trades, somebody who's very learned, though, I will take in
learned.
Information and well, I will adjust as I go. And I got to the same place as you just described.
And being an old farm boy, just one example would be milking stools back when farmers milked cows by hand.
Yeah.
Because you had uneven concrete, your milking stools, and even some mechanics creepers or mechanic stools have free so that they balance and roll over and won't fall over.
Mm. Glenn, thank you for the phone call. We appreciate you.
That's why I prefer three legs. That's why I prefer three legs.
Are you an expert at milking?
No, but I take in all this information. And it comes on the other side. We all learn. We always say, don't we always say?
Don't say we. Whatever happens next, don't predicate it with we.
Don't we always say on the Annie Fry Show before we start the show, you got to learn something new every day. We always say that.
We've never said that.
At 12:01, we're like, the intro's playing. All right, let's learn something new today. And I just did from Glenn. About three legs.
Going to take one more phone call. Tiffany, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. You have some experience with trade school?
I do not personally.
Mm-hmm. Do you have
kids? My son
yeah?
has didn't go to college. I did. I have a bachelor's degree in psychology, and he is a pest control man and is making more money than I ever did with my degree.
Smart mom for encouraging that. Did they choose? Is that what they... you know, wanted to do? Did it find them? Did they seek it out?
It found them. It was his summertime job, and it found him, and he realized college was not for him, and he's been with him for 7 years.
Oh, that's awesome. Congratulations for making... the folks like your son who are doing this now, they're getting a jump on a lot of people. I think the pendulum's going to continue to sway this way, but good for them. Thanks for...
Yeah, 25 and manager.
Oh, wonderful. Tiffany, thank you for the phone call. Thanks for listening. Anything else you want to add?
I just like that story because it sounded like a real love story between a man and a career that he didn't even know that he loved at first, but then eventually he did.
You're so ridiculous. We have a big mystery guest coming in
you
here.
You complete me.
Point.
Your son probably said to Pest Control.
Point Pest Control. I don't know that he works for Point Pest Control, but I kind of do. They were at my house today. I mean, all... I look at these people when you're at your home and folks come over and they're, you know, doing their job, but they're out and about and they're driving around and they're not a slave to a desk and some, you know, stuffy type of job that's unfulfilling. I'm always like, this exists too. You could do this. And now I think it's always been a good paying, reliable job, but even more so now because... I think there are political reasons why we have pushed college so much, and the way it's changed so much, it's not been at the betterment of the people who go there. All right.
And if you feel like your job is kind of stuffy right now, you can call Air Comfort Service.
I have them on speed dial on my phone.
Yeah, so because, you know, if things are kind of stuffy, you could call them.
Are you being paid by Air Comfort Service?
No, but
you would. You'd take the money. All right, at 2:30, we're going to play X's and Y's. It's a new thing we're going to be doing on Tuesdays at 2:30. And we have one Hannah Gibbs coming in to join us for X's and Y's today. We're so excited to have her back in the studio. So stick around. Hannah's going to be back in studio with us here in about 12 minutes. Don't go away.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hold up.
Check it out.
Mega Muffin's Mostly Manic Musings.
You know, if you were going to pick one to use again, yeah. I guess that one's okay.
Mega Muffin?
I like that one.
Yeah, because it has literally nothing to do with anything.
It doesn't say your name.
It doesn't say my name. It doesn't tell us what it's about.
Nothing.
It's literally just, it's like one of those random word generators. That's what it is, Ryan said. I'm just going to put in four random words, and this is what we ended up with.
So we got a local news segment every day at 2:20 with Ethan. What do you got for us today from around here?
Around here specifically. Well, first off, if you ever have any local stories that you've seen, you're like, this would be good for Ethan. Be sure to tweet at me or post at me on X or DM me at echan7, at echann7. Annie, well, I guess all of you, really, all you Illinoisans.
Yeah.
Not the first time we've had this conversation. Have you guys seen all the tax increases in Illinois that are starting today?
Hit them with it. July 1st is not a fun day. It's not like the July day you feel freedom in the state
get
of Illinois.
Get ready to get depressy. Illinois record $55.2 billion budget includes five new taxes, including an increase of 1.3 cents per gallon to 48.3 cents on gas.
Wow.
Sports betting tax, 25 to 50 cents per wager, depending on the sports book. Tobacco products tax, this will include existing 36% tax, will rise to 45%. A telecommunication tax, existing 7% tax, will rise to 8.65%. And
that's high. The other ones, I'm like, okay, but that one is, that's crazy. Say that again. 8.5% is a
consumer tax? It's going from 7% to 8.65.
For consumers?
Which tax is it?
This is the telecommunication.
I think it's on your, yeah, isn't that on your phone bill?
Oh my gosh, that's terrible.
Going back to the gas one, I saw a lot of conversation about this happening on social media in various places, but it's 48 cents, I think it's 48 cents and change, that the gas tax is now in Illinois. A reminder to people, I saw somebody say this, and this, I rarely comment on these types of things in Facebook groups that are like within my community, because I just don't need to do that. But the person said, of course the taxes are coming up. Donald Trump's cut all of the funding to Illinois, and now they have, I'm like, it was passed in 2019.
Yeah, that's insane.
In 2019, the J.B. Pritzker, new to the governorship at that point, he led a supermajority of Democrats to pass a budget that doubled the gas tax in 2019 to 38 cents per or 38 cents per gallon. So they took the gas tax that was, that would be 19 cents a gallon, right? They took 19 cents, doubled it to 38. And then they said, oh, and in perpetuity, forever and ever, amen, we're going to add a cent to that every year on July 1st. And here we are. So anybody who wants to suggest that these taxes are to compensate for some way, shape, or form because Elon Musk and Donald Trump have doged the money away from the state of Illinois, nah, that's not the way it went. 2019,
it's also such
folks.
A stupid argument. It's still tax money. Like, well, it's just coming from the federal government instead of the state.
People in these comments are literally like saying things like, I don't care how high taxes are. They need to take care of the roads, and they do. And I'm like,
no.
They had to fix a bridge just recently because it was falling apart on cars.
Yes, that was right by where
that was,
I live.
Like, yeah. Like, shut down a major highway and make everything around it. The 5570 bridge that goes over 157 had to close for 17 days because it was crumbling on the cars below it.
You could just see through it.
You could see through the bridge.
And we drive under it and you go, hey, look, there's the sky where a bridge is supposed to be. It was just open.
Thank God for the taxes in the state of Illinois.
It's and then just emergency
yeah.
is how they're fixing things. Mm-hmm. That's it's crazy.
Oh, and one more. There's also
another one.
Hotel tax on short-term rentals. So 6% hotel tax added to those short-term rentals. So
if you wanted to travel to Illinois for some reason,
who would live in Illinois? Idiots.
Who would buy land and build a house in Illinois? That's what I want to know.
Only the morons.
Crazy. Can't believe anyone would do that. Anyway. Love
I
you, Annie.
Thank you. Love you back.
So we're going to switch to the Missouri side and talk badly about Missouri now. St. Louis building ranks among...
You're like Harry Enton. Trump's doing really well. Tomorrow, find out how he's not.
St. Louis building ranks among world's tallest vacant towers, according to Business Insider. So everyone knows the AT&T building, right? Yeah. I mean, it's kind of become one of the more well-known buildings, I feel like, in St. Louis. And unfortunately, it's become well-known in recent years for a bad reason. It's been vacant, and it now appears as one of the tallest abandoned buildings in the world. It is the eighth tallest vacant building across the entire globe.
What does Illinois and the city of St. Louis have in common? Well, just think about it. I don't know what the answer
know.
Is. I can't. Let's, there's a river that separates them, but I don't know if there's...
It's not geography.
If it's like a latitude, I know that's probably not it because it's varying. We'll get back to it.
Can we sit in silence for
630 feet?
You know, if you're driving through St. Louis and you see all the opportunity that exists and just the absolute lack of interest in pursuing it, it's so sad. I was at the Cardinals game last week in that really crappy game against the Cubs, and I was sitting there looking at the beautiful skyline, and I was sitting pretty close to behind home plate, 200 level, and I could see, is it the courthouse that you can see through mm-hmm. there? And I just thought, like, I was sitting there because the baseball was so bad that day. It's been good.
Wasn't
overall,
good.
But that day it was bad. I was just trying to picture sitting in those seats as a visitor to St. Louis, because my husband and I will travel to these other stadiums. We've gone to Cleveland, and I just loved everything about it's Progressive Field, right? Isn't that what it's called?
In Cleveland, yes.
And Pittsburgh, boy, what a setting that is in Pittsburgh at PNC Park. And I was like, what would it be like to come sit here? And this is your exposure to St. Louis. And I was just thinking, it's so beautiful. And then I saw the Millennium Building up there, and I'm like, oh, they got rid of the trees that were growing out of the top of it for the skyline. That's nice. I mean, there are just like opportunities that exist all around us. And if you're familiar with the city, you know that. But they just sit. Nobody's flocking to it. Somebody could flip a switch, I feel like, and make people flock here. It'd be awesome.
Let's see. It's been vacant since 2017. I didn't realize it had been
that
long.
The AT&T building?
8 years now.
Are the other seven ahead of it in China?
A couple of them are in China, one in New Orleans, one in New York City, one in L.A.
Gosh, that's terrible. It's all U.S. and China.
They all have... what do they have in common?
They're U.S. and China. That's terrible.
Before we quickly wrap here, I had mentioned a couple of days ago that things could get interesting for the Blues in the next couple of days just because we're nearing a free agency and whatnot. The Blues did make a pretty big trade this morning. They traded forward Zach Bolduc, who was really impactful for them down the stretch during their big run at the end of last season. So they traded him to Montreal for Logan Mailloux. He's a right-handed defenseman, so that will be interesting. A lot of fans aren't very happy with it. it because it's a little bit of a risk for the Blues. Because
how do you feel about it?
It's a risk, right? I mean, the Blues are light on right-handed defensemen, so and they have a lot of depth at the wing. So if Mayu ends up being a solid piece, then it could be a good addition. But Montreal did add a really good winger in Zach Bolduc. They also signed centerman Nick Bugstad to a two-year, a $1.75 million AAV deal this afternoon as well. So things are happening right now for the Blues. We'll have to wait and see if they do anything else. But a couple of moves so far in to start free agency for them.
Those guys are they balance well, right? You call them kind of gyroscope players.
God well, dang
define
it.
Define gyroscope players for
I
me.
I let
Ryan.
You have that comment. I was going to rap, and Ryan thought he wants to say something about the Blues. So I should let you have it.
Confirmed yeah. sports guy, Ryan Wiggins.
Self-confirmed.
I can talk about any subject.
That's, you've proven that you can talk about it.
What about X's and Y's?
Next, with Hannah. How excited are you to see Hannah back in the studio, Ryan?
Very.
Very?
Yes.
Hannah or Ethan? Ethan, are you staying in?
This is like a combination of the two worlds.
Yeah, I know. I'm excited. Everybody, come join us. Say hi on the Annie Fry YouTube channel to Hannah. She's going to join us in studio. We need your X's and Y's questions. What's the thing you always wanted to know about the opposite sex? Of course, Hannah coming in here to answer for the ladies with me. And then we've got the boys. What are your questions? Hit us up in the comments on the YouTube channel. We'll be right back.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show, especially you, Hannah. Welcome back to the 97.1 studio.
Yeah, home. I will call this home gladly. I'm so happy to be back. Is my mic on? I can't hear myself.
Yeah. Is it?
Welcome back.
Here. Nope, it's way over there. That's why.
Okay, there we are.
So Hannah was our associate producer until when? When did you leave?
August of 2023.
It's been a minute.
It's
that
been, it's
long?
It's been
dear
a
God.
Hot minute. Yeah, I know. But yeah. My heart is forever here with the Annie Fry Show.
So I remember when Hannah first started working in the building, you had done KMOX stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you came over and filled in over here. And did I pull you in the first day?
My first shift over here on 97.1, I instantly met Annie.
Yeah.
I don't even think I was working on your shift either.
That's how I do things here. I'm like, hey, you, come in the studio, talk to us. And the rest is history. We had such a good time working with Hannah. And as generally is the case, you're in an associate producer position and you get scooped up because you're talented. Ethan's probably on that path and we're just counting the days until he leaves us for something better than us. Are you excited for it? Your future's bright.
I love my time here at the Annie Fry Show.
Excellent response.
What a professional. So now you are, what, co-host of the morning show on Y98?
Yes, I am the co-host there. Love it.
And on the Brett Mega Show. And recently, Hannah has had some really exciting news along with the rest of the Brett Mega Show on Y98. Why don't you tell us about it?
Yes, our show is now being played across the country in some different markets. We got picked up, and for me, that was always my goal in radio, was to become syndicated, for lack of better words. So I'm very, very blessed, and I will always remember my time here on the Annie Fry Show. You guys taught me everything I know. You built the foundation of radio for me, so I miss it here.
Ryan?
My goal, conversely, is to be heard by as few people as possible.
Well,
So we're both successful.
So we wanted to invite you back, and you know, the morning schedule. Are you accustomed to the morning hours?
I am accustomed to the morning hours. I think I will be for life. I went on vacation a couple weeks ago, and I couldn't sleep in past 5.
Oh, no. 5? Oh, man. That's terrible.
Yeah. My weekends will never be the same. My nightlife will never be the same. But yeah.
Well, we're excited for you. You've done really, really wonderful things since you left us here, and we never doubted it at all. And we thought, well, let's see if she's got some time in the afternoon to come say hi to us and participate in X's and Y's.
X's and Y's.
So that is a wonderful piece of production there by Ryan Wiggins, who's going to kick it off. This is a segment where we will ask each other across the sexes questions that we've always wanted to know the answers to. Ryan?
Why do girls care so much about their fingernails and their toenails and crap?
Well said.
Well, for me, I really don't care. If you know me, you know my anxiety tick is to pick at my fingernails. So I have quite literally the ugliest hands ever. So I am not one who cares about that.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. Look at it. I have nubs.
I have nubs.
Yeah. Said.
But you're saying that as you're like, ugh, like you're ashamed of it and you're hiding.
I'm
them.
Showing the live stream right now.
What do you think? Like,
I just don't get what girls like. Why girls like having
pretty things,
nice nails and toenails, and do you think that guys care about that?
I think that guys like painted nails and manicured and pedicured nails. I think they like it. I don't think that it's a game. Like, I don't think it's a. I mean, personally, I wouldn't want to be with a man who is like, your nails aren't really cutting it for me. So
Your nails are like flesh colored. That's gross.
I think women like nice, pretty things, generally speaking. Mm-hmm. And I think every individual woman manifests that in different ways. So it might be in your handbag. Or you might be a woman who doesn't care about your handbag at all. I don't care. I don't even. My wallet is literally on the back of my phone. It might be in your nails. It might be in your clothes.
Sequined fanny pack.
That's
for
yours.
Some, yeah.
Yes. You're the fanny pack person in this room,
right? You're still in the scene. Do you think guys care about that, though?
No, I don't really think that's something they notice. But I think for a lot of the women who do like to get their nails done, it's just a way for them to feel more put together. So, yeah.
But are nails easier to do than makeup and everything else?
Actually, no. It's a lot of maintenance, and it's pretty expensive if you go get them done.
And if you get nails put on your nails, it destroys your actual nails.
Really?
The only reason why I was getting gel manicures before COVID, and then until it stopped, and then I quit. So, like everybody else, that was really something to behold in COVID. All the people who had all the things done who couldn't get those things done, and everybody slowly deteriorated before your eyes.
We found out a lot about people.
A lot of secrets being born out there. Yeah. I mean, my nails took a year to recover.
Wow.
Because they'll like shave down the top of your nail, file down the top of your nail so that the nail will. It literally is painful.
Yes. That even adds more to my
why. Beauty hurts, Ryan. That's why you're never in pain.
Let me counter your question. Why don't men care more about how specifically their toenails look?
You know what? I'll back this one. I actually agree with you.
Have you gotten a pedicure before?
No, I haven't gotten a pedicure.
Would you?
I wouldn't be against it, but I don't think I'd be the one that's like, oh, and I'm going to go actively spend money on my toenails.
Yeah.
But there's a difference, right, between actively doing that and just taking care of yourself and
grooming.
Like, yeah, we don't need to get back into that subject.
But we talked about you the other day, Hannah.
About
that's
what?
A really
grooming?
Deep. You went.
We did a whole. Sorry, Ethan.
We did a whole segment on grooming, and then you say,
"Hannah, we talked about you
the other day."
Was it? Was it an X's and Y's conversation?
It was not billed that way, but it got there.
We were talking about something about men caring about women's. Oh, it was a Wiggins America thing, and you were saying about how men. A man shouldn't care more about a woman's grooming because women don't care about men's grooming or something. Like, we're talking about particular grooming habits of women.
Okay.
And then Ethan jumped in and he's like, what'd you say? Something to the effect of like, I don't groom at all. I don't care about any of that stuff.
I
halfway through, he's like, Wait, what are we talking about?
Oh, I've had a couple of those moments here.
I was like, wait, I got to walk it back. I got to save myself.
Because Ethan's dad texted him. He's like, son.
Dude, he's like, what are you talking about?
We talked about when Hannah said, I think we're all conceited.
Yeah.
When I said something about getting lucky on St. Patrick's Day.
Yes. That's what it was. I brought it up. I couldn't remember exactly.
That is right. Yeah. I think that's on a YouTube poll. So my question to the boys is, would you get a pedicure, or why do you think that the presentation of your bare feet, like if your bare feet are going to be exposed, and unless you never go to like a pool or a beach or something, they're going to be exposed. Why don't men care more?
First of all, I have gotten a pedicure as a joke, and it was fun and it was nice.
And you got a bumblebee.
Yeah, I knew it was different colors.
Yeah, it was black and yellow, alternate.
black and yellow.
And I was like, hey, it looked like a bumblebee toe. But I would say the only practical reason that a man would ever get long nails added to his feet or
hands would be to climb off buildings. No additions. Just manicured.
I've thought about getting long nails so I could climb buildings.
Thank you for your assistance. He's just making up crap. So
he probably would.
Ethan, you think that men could do a better job?
Yeah, I think so.
Brad, like, what do you think?
About their toenails? Yeah, the guys could do it. Yeah.
Sometimes you're like, oh my God, dude, put those things away.
I don't
put the dogs away, bro.
I don't like to look at
dogs are barking.
Yeah, I don't like to look at people's feet, but whenever I notice it, and that means it's really bad. Yeah, guys, do something about that.
Brad, you got another question?
Yeah. So I was in Madison, and Morgan Wallen was in Madison, and this kind of came up as we were sitting in the hotel. Hotel rooms were at a premium, and this lady came in, and she looked really nice. She was really lovely. She had a dress on, and, you know, I would have assumed she was concert ready. And she was frustrated because her hotel room got canceled, and she didn't know it. And she's like, I could go back home, but I still need to get ready before I go to the concert. And I'm curious of, like, what does that mean? Because I thought she was concert ready already.
Well, it's kind of hard to tell because I don't know what she looked like, but... I always
just
like,
trust. Let's Brad just is saying she was a dime. Yeah, all right, that's what he's saying.
Or she's really rough and she just did the best she could. Somewhere in the middle.
Well, that's kind of a hard question
she
to answer.
All right. Her toes were gross.
She had gnarly feet, but like, the rest of her was
like,
great.
This poor woman didn't
look underdressed for a concert or anything like that. She looked like she was prepared and ready to walk in the gates. But the question is,
how long does it take to get ready for a concert?
What does it mean she still needs to get ready for the concert? Like how much more do you need to get?
What else needs to happen if you look like you're already, like, dressed
to
be ready for the day?
Well, the thing about you men is you don't realize
this is why we had her, because she'd say something like, you men.
Yeah.
Go on.
You boys. You don't know all the work it takes to look a certain way. Like, you probably... think, oh wow, she's not wearing makeup when she probably is, or that, you know, women's hair is naturally straight or naturally curly. I mean, there's a lot of work we gotta be put in, so she might have had no makeup on or anything and you thought that she looked great, but she wanted to go home and put on concealer and deodorant for the first time today.
Okay.
So
it could be something as simple as that. It doesn't have to be this whole big thing. Maybe it's just, I need to freshen up.
Did she smell?
No.
Did you smell her?
Her feet probably smelled terrible.
Yeah, how do you know?
Well, she didn't smell because I couldn't smell her.
How hard did you try?
Let's take a quick break. We'll do more X's and Y's when we come back. If you have a question you want the ladies, myself and Hannah, to answer, you can put that in the comments, as well as the boys. We've got Brad, Ethan, and Ryan in here to speak for men. So join us on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Come say hi to Hannah and vote in the YouTube live chat poll question. At this point, who would you like to see as the next GOP president? Vance, Rubio, Sarah Sanders, or maybe someone else? We'll be right back.
This is the Annie Fry Show. Follow Annie.
All right, we're doing a little X's and O's, or X's and Y's, excuse me. We'll get a couple more questions before Ethan gives us the results on the YouTube live chat poll. Hannah is in studio with us, our dear Hannah, who is now on the morning show with Y98 and syndicated across the country. Good to have you back, Hannah.
Yay, so happy to be here.
Ryan, you want to ask another X's and Y's question?
Sure. A couple weeks ago, we were looking for more questions, Brad and I, because we're not very good at these things because we don't think about other people.
So you asked a woman.
So I went to Julie Tristan of
KZK. Yes.
And I said,
she should come join us.
Give us some good questions that we should ask that you would like to know about men, or we should know about women.
Mm-hmm.
And she said this, and I just want to run it by the room.
Okay.
compliments cover all sins.
She's just saying that's a
She just said
a
that's,
principle.
That's a principle that works for women.
Hannah, you agree with that?
I'll let you go first.
That's a no.
All sins?
I'm not.
You don't have to take it as
come
gospel.
On, but you're so pretty.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, that's fine then.
You're pretty.
No. Well, yeah, well, then, not well, that then, naive. You can't just be forgiven.
How far does it go,
a compliment.
Though?
Not far.
Really?
No.
Is there a specific compliment that can, like, you know, because I feel like, but you're so pretty. That's obviously super general.
Like,
what would hit for you, Hannah, where you're like, okay, that's going
to be something about my character. Like, oh, wow, you remind me of your grandma or something that would be like really meaningful to my heart.
Like, what if it's like, you're more beautiful inside than you are out? Like, would that?
Well, that would just mean I'm ugly.
Yeah, that's an insult, Ethan. We know you're trying.
That would mean I was ugly.
You seen that Hannah from Y98? She could probably build a solid table. That's a compliment.
Brian, shush.
Probably one of those three-leggers.
Do you feel like compliments can... Is a get-out-of-jail-free card?
I don't know. I'm not opposed to it.
Do you compliment people?
Actually, yes. I do compliment people, and I'm very genuine about it.
Really?
You're not even genuine right now.
But I am when I give a real one. And I'm like, listen. And people are like, whoa, what's about to happen? And then I tell them something real nice.
What
and
kind
I
of compliments do you give?
Yeah.
Usually something about somebody's character or like their...
Grandma?
Their ability to work in the trades.
Brad, what do you think? Can you cover all sins with compliments?
Not a chance. It's not even close for me. I don't try to compliment people because it would feel so disingenuous coming the other way that I always try to put myself in their position. So if I mess up, my goal really is just to apologize for messing up. I didn't mean to do it. So I think that works way better than saying, oh, but you're so pretty.
It'd probably work with Ryan.
I was going to say,
Ryan would be like,
my wife
him.
Was like, but you're a great broadcaster. You're amazing. I'd be like, you know what?
I honestly do think
everything's gone. Everything else out the window.
I think women can get away with that complimenting men a lot easier than it goes the other way.
For sure.
Do you agree?
Like, all right. Yeah, sure. Thanks, babe.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah. I think you're hot.
If she comes in and says, you're the hottest broadcaster I've ever known and has ever walked the face of the planet. I mean, like, you're good, right?
Yeah.
I also feel like men never forget compliments either. Like, if I said, Ryan Wiggins, you look amazing in that flannel. Best flannel I've ever seen. Every time you put it on, you'd be like,
We don't, but it doesn't happen that often.
It doesn't happen that often.
It stands out.
Well, wear a different shirt.
No way. Not after that compliment. In fact, I renamed it the Hannel after she said that to me just now.
If you wear that shirt to work tomorrow.
Yeah.
Seriously.
The flannel.
Can't,
the Hannel?
The Hannel.
Can't,
the
handle. Won't you forget things pretty quickly? If someone paid you a compliment and it felt like a real compliment, aren't you pretty good after that?
I wouldn't. No, I don't forget it. Are you saying the opposite?
The sin. If somebody is complimenting you, like it was rough, but someone comes in and gives you what you feel is a genuine compliment, don't you feel like after that moment, you're good?
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
You're the second hottest broadcaster I've ever met.
Oh, man, they must be talking about Brad.
What about you, Brad? How much can a compliment stick after a sticky situation?
I mean, it sticks pretty good. I appreciate the compliments. Like I said, you know, earlier, it doesn't happen all that often. Guys just don't get compliments. So whenever you get a compliment, it stands out.
Brad,
so, yeah,
you just
sticks.
Said a second ago that you were the one that can't get over the sin. So I feel like this is what I'm hearing right now. If you get a really nice compliment, Brad's like, really?
I'll remember it, but I'll be able to tell if it's genuine or not.
That's the thing, right? Are you just getting the compliment because you know you're in the doghouse? Are you getting a compliment that's actually...
You come at me like right after some sort of insult or something like that, and you say, but that's not going to work. But, you know, a little bit later, maybe I'll let you slide.
I think with a portion of men, it would.
I forgive very quickly.
Yeah. Real quick, another one from Julie Tristan. You got 30 seconds.
That's the only one.
That's the only one she gave you?
That's the only one.
Didn't you say you got a whole list from her?
No, I asked her for a list, and
she gave you that.
I'm not doing your work for you. Yeah. Well, if you want to ask us questions that we can use, we will absolutely watch the comments and include them the next time. Hannah, will you come back?
I will come back, yes.
Thank you so much.
I like this game.
Yeah. And, you know, we can ask your audience as well. A lot of followers for Hannah on social media. Where can they connect with you right now?
They can find me on Instagram, hannah.gibbs, and you can see all of my show's content. And if you scroll deep enough, there's some Annie Fry Show stuff in there, too.
It lives?
It lives!
Oh, that's awesome. Remember,
Disney content, for sure.
I was going to say, remember when we went to Disney World? I was talking to Ethan about that. We might have to revisit the trip.
Oh, I would.
Number's a little more even when it's 3-on-2. It feels more like even.
Yeah.
3-on-1, it feels slightly in favor of the guys. Slightly.
Needed Hannah in here. Why don't you hit us with the results of the YouTube poll today?
291 votes on today's YouTube live chat poll. At this point, who would you like to see as the next GOP president? J.D. Vance gets an overwhelming majority, 56%, followed by Marco Rubio at 25%. Someone else gets 13%, and Sarah Sanders at the bottom, 6%.
Someone else outpaces Sarah Sanders. That was a Hogan Gidley name from yesterday. Remember when you used to give the poll results?
I do,
Hannah, look where you are now. Thank you for being with us and for everybody paying attention. AnnieFryShow.com for podcasts, feedback, everything you want is right there. Or on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Mark Reardon, coming up next.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.